This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Nearly 4 years after then-presidential candidate Donald Trump first faced questions about his income tax returns, the issue has returned to the forefront of the 2020 election as Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden prepare for their first debate Tuesday night. The New York Times published a lengthy report on Sunday showing that Trump paid just $750 in U.S. income taxes in both 2016, the year he ran for the presidency, and 2017, his first year in office. The newspaper said it reviewed nearly two decades of Trump's tax returns and that they showed that Trump lost hundreds of millions of dollars in his business deals that allowed him to write off income and pay nothing in taxes in 10 of the 15 years before he ran for the White House. In all, the newspaper said Trump paid no federal income taxes in 11 of the 18 years of returns it examined. Mr. Trump, unlike all other U.S. presidents in the last five decades, has refused to disclose his tax returns, saying they were under audit by the country's tax agency, the Internal Revenue Service, although the IRS says that does not prohibit their disclosure by the taxpayer. Asked about the report, Trump called it totally fake news. Turkey says it will back Azerbaijan and with all means necessary after fighting entered a second day Monday between Azeri and Armenian forces over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh enclave. Azeri and Armenian forces exchanged heavy artillery fire Monday, with each accusing the other of starting the hostilities a day earlier. Observers called the latest fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh the worst since the 1990s. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.